It's Black History Month, and this week VPR is featuring African-American entrepreneurs and business owners across Vermont. Vermont's dairy industry is tied to our state's identity, and like our state, the industry is very white. A recent federal census found that just 3 dairy farms in Vermont are owned by black people. VPR's John Dillon covers the dairy industry, and he's got this look at one of those farms and the farmer who's keeping it successful.
When dairy farmers talk shop, they often debate the relative virtues of various breeds. Some, like the high-producing Holsteins, while others are diehard aficionados of doe-eyed Jerseys, whose milk has more protein and butterfat than their bigger black-and-white cousins. For Earl Ransom's money, nothing beats a Guernsey cow. He says they're intelligent, personable, and their rich, tasty milk, well, Ransom says it's perfect for ice cream.
I like selling milk, but I love selling ice cream. Hi, Guinevere, you're just going to smell his back, aren't you?
As a large bovine nose nuzzles my back, Ransom explains the herd's pecking order.
This is Erebus right here. She's kind of the boss cow right now. Betty, this one over the next to her, is like, you know, kind of second in command. You can tell because the other cows are all like staying out of her zone. Because if she's eating and someone else comes near her, she will push them away.
Despite a little jostling at mealtime, the 65 Guernseys at the Stratford Organic Creamery are the picture of contentment during their morning feeding. This 600-acre hill farm is a bit of an anomaly in today's dairy economy. It's actually successful, even as dairy farms all over the country struggle to survive. Vermont lost about 140 dairy farms over the last 2 years. Yet, over 2 decades, the Stratford Organic Creamery at Rock Bottom Farm has built a solid business and loyal fan base. It controls its own production by packaging milk in glass bottles for sale at food co-ops and stores all over Vermont and into New Hampshire. Ransom says the key to success is the milk from those prized Guernseys.
As a dairy farmer, I always wanted my milk to taste better than whatever else was available out there. And I really believe, like, the Guernsey cow makes incredible milk. I mean, the flavor, the consistency, like the mouthfeel of the milk is just unlike anything else you can get out there.
He and his wife, Amy Heifer, divide the labor. She runs the creamery while he handles much of the farm side of the operation.
I would say I probably don't make any more money now than I would if I had just milked cows and shipped to an organic processor, because it's a lot more work. But it has enabled us to stay on the farm, to be here, instead of having to get another job somewhere else, which if we were milking even 75 cows, it'd be pretty hard to make money and not be living on depreciation.
Ransom faces all the usual challenges as other farmers: the weather, the need to keep his herd healthy, plus a constant drive to be more efficient and keep his costs down. Like other farmers, he needs to know his numbers, his machinery, and the right combination of feed. But
I always say, like, I don't have a demographic group that, like, as far as I know.
Ransom says nobody in Vermont expects to see a black guy milking cows or driving a tractor. Because of his skin color, Ransom says he's often seen as the outsider, the other, even as he works in the most quintessential of Vermont occupations.
My work experience, you know, like what I do every day is pretty much the same as every other dairy farmer in the state of Vermont. You know, get up in the morning, milk cows, feed cows, clean the barn, haul manure, you know, chop feed, make round bales, all that stuff. And my cultural experience is so different from every other dairy farmer that I've met in Vermont that, like, you know, I can have those conversations with them about farming stuff, but everything else is different.
Ransom was born on this hill farm, which started as a commune in the early 1960s. His father began milking cows after the commune evolved into a working farm. And when Ransom moved back home a few years after college, he first raised beef cows and then bought his own herd of milkers. So, except for the Abenaki, Ransom is as much of a native Vermonter as the most rock-ribbed Yankee farmer. But that's not how many people see it.
It's constant. You know, it never ends. Like, I think it's probably at least once a month, and usually more often than that, someone will show up, a salesman, seed salesman, machinery, something, and I'll be outside working, and they're like, we need to talk to your boss. I'm like, I am the boss. You know, like, that's me. And that conversation goes a couple of different ways. You know, I'm used to it now.
This is America. It's not unusual at all.
Ebony Alexander is executive director of the Black Family Land Trust based in Durham, North Carolina. Alexander says it's important to preserve the heritage of black-owned farms. She says farmland provides a measure of equity for people who historically never owned the land they worked.
It is critical that we continue, as African Americans, to hold on to the land that we have and then begin to grow the number of acres of land that we have.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture census says of the 7,000 farms in Vermont, 17 are owned by African Americans, with 36 co-owned by African Americans and people of other races. Lydia Clemens is with the Clemens Family Farm in Charlotte, which is trying to preserve the farm that her parents bought in 1962.
What kind of equity is that? Now, the Clemens Family Farm is one of the larger farms. We're 148 acres. We have a mission to promote African American culture and heritage and the arts and cultures of the African diaspora, and to use the farm as a way to bring people together across differences of race and culture.
You get the sense, talking to Earl Ransom, that he doesn't see that it's necessarily his job to educate others about racism or what it's like to live as a person of color in Vermont. But sometimes he has to, like when a neighbor wanted to hunt bear on his property last fall. Ransom told him the land wasn't posted, so feel free. Then he realized this was the guy down the road who flew a Confederate flag.
And I sent a message back, and I said, "You're not welcome on my property ever for any reason." And he said, "Can I ask why?" And I said, "It's because you have a Confederate flag hanging in front of your trailer." And he was horribly offended that I would be offended that he had a Confederate flag. I'm like, "Well, your lack of understanding there is exactly the reason why I don't want you on my property."
Like other dairy farmers, Ransom is now looking at the future, where to invest and how to boost his margins by getting more out of the combinations of cow, pasture, and human labor.
Efficiency is really the name of the game. You know, not maximum production per cow, but efficiency, you know, production per acre, per person.
Despite the industry's troubles, Earl Ransom says he's hopeful about dairy in Vermont.
In some ways, it's like watching, you know, something circling the drain, because there's not a lot of young people getting into it. But in spite of all that, I remain optimistic. You know, it's like, I think that there's a place in, you know, American agriculture for Vermont dairy, as long as, you know, we can maintain integrity and identity.
Earl and his wife Amy have four boys. One, perhaps two of them, are interested in farming. So the gentle Guernsey cow and the identity of Rock Bottom Farm may be linked to this land well into the future. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.